My name is Sam Kempel, and I'll be talking about our collaboration looking at nanographenes. To start with, I'll go in and describe some of Monsi's work in Dr. Matthias Mayer's group. So essentially, to set up this problem theoretically, she carried out the homogenization of the time harmonic Maxwell's equations in a periodic layered structure of 2D metallic sheets immersed in a heterogeneous and anisotropic dielectric medium. Now, if you consider the domain omega within the boundary epsilon d and an electromagnetic wave propagating in the interior of that domain, we can use the Maxwell's equations of that wave in the variational form to arrive at a cell problem, and consequently, an effective tensor matrix epsilon ij effective, as shown. The cell problem and tensor allowed her to computationally set up the Maxwell's equations and the geometric structure described before. The response of the tensor in nanoribbons and nanotubes to frequency is shown here, and that's what helped us arrive at the nanographene structures that are shown in the bottom left section of the poster that was made by me in the Michelle group. These structures only differed in the number of nitrogens that they contained, from 0 to 6. The UV spectra of these compounds that I made show that with at least some nitrogen content, we do see a dramatic drop in the homo-lumo energy gap, mainly because visible light absorption is much lower in energy than UV light absorption, and the compound zero nitrogens could only absorb in the UV. We were able to further probe these electronic effects of nitrogen doping by running radio frequency tests. These were performed by Debo Pama Debnath in Dr. Micah Green's lab. Essentially, what she was able to show is that compounds that had an increased nitrogen content had an increased radio frequency response, and therefore had an increased thermally conducting efficiency. This work was a very fruitful collaboration. We thank the T3 President's Fund for funding it.